Hello, my little piggies. Welcome back to I Am A Bit Of An Expert, a Peppa Pig podcast. I'm your host, Josh Chapman, and joining me down the line, live from Adelaide, the other half of the show, Matt Frost. How's it going, mate?
Live from Yeah, I'm good. Live from Adelaide and not taking a swig of beer this time. So,
if you were listening last time on the outro, I managed to time it just when Matt had a mouthful of beer for him to give his sign-off. And I normally would be, you know, because we do can see each other when we record, but I was looking over at the next thing that we were going to do. So I wasn't looking at my prompts and things like that. This is why we need a producer, you know, like, you know, proper podcasts have a producer in the middle who does everything, you know, some cues, some visual cues.
Somebody with a cattle prod to just poke me when it's my turn to speak or...
We also just didn't do a second take or anything like that. We keep it real. It wasn't like we've gone, we probably should just redo that again. Like, people like it. We keep it real.
I'm like Jim Morrison, mate. If I'm asleep in the bathtub, if you wake me up, you're getting one take.
So here we are in season 4 of Peppa Pig. It's been a long journey. And I think we'd done this podcast maybe 5 or 6 years earlier, this would be the last season of Peppa Pig, I think. I think it actually sat dormant on 4 seasons for quite a while. I have to double check.
God, I'm staring off into the middle distance, like, you know, sliding doors moments.
Thinking that if I'd started early, I'd be looking at the finish line now. Yeah.
We could have just put out an official release that the Peppa Pig podcast will not be returning for the season 4. Yeah.
Well, one of the funny things is because Peppa Pig now I think is owned by Mattel, or it's under the umbrella of Mattel, and obviously over the summer the big hit movie of the year was the Barbie movie, which I have seen, which was wonderful. And yeah, there was there was the CEO of Mattel or whoever it was or whatever talking about, you know, with the success of Barbie, we're gonna make movies of other IPs, and we've got all these other things to talk about. And I can't remember what the other ones were, whatever the stuff that they've got under that banner. And one of the things that they mentioned was Peppa Pig. So,
well, at least Peppa Pig's like a narrative thing. Like, weren't they mentioning board games and shit like that? Stuff like that.
I think you're right. Yes.
Coming soon to a, you know, multi-million dollar movie. Like, yeah, Trouble with the Pop-O-Matic bubble. Yeah.
Well, they've done the Peppa Pig movie. I took Olive to the Peppa Pig movie, and it was, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it. It essentially was a number of long episodes, other episodes sort of stitched together into a loose sort of longer narrative. But I don't know whether you would do a Peppa Pig movie like the Simpsons movie, where it's actually a little bit more, you know, bigger scale. And, you know, do you do the prequel? Do you go back to do the War of the Humans and things? And so anyway, this is a long way of saying that if there needs to be some consultants on this, if you need some ideas, the writer strike's over. Not that we're professional writers, but we are professional Peppa Pig podcasters. The number one in the world. I don't know if you know that or not, Matt, but...
I do, and I tell people often.
So, who are you gonna speak to? So, just putting our services out there. Perhaps it's Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom in Peppa Pig, Mummy and Daddy Pig costumes, and, you know, maybe there will be celebrity recasting. See, I don't know if I'd be happy with that.
I wouldn't mind celebrities being in it, a la the SpongeBob movie.
Yep.
Or the Simpsons movie, but. Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't want
all of a sudden Orlando Bloom playing Daddy Pig for some reason. I'm not down with that.
Yeah, look, we've spoken about Orlando and he has depth and range, but I don't think he can do Daddy Pig.
Unless he's going to put the weight on just to do the voice.
Maybe Ricky Gervais could do Daddy Pig.
Oh, goodness me.
That might be a completely different movie than they're aiming for.
It could be. Well, speaking of Hollywood, though, and big stars, here's my segue. We're rolling into Potato City. So this does... I mean, we've talked a lot about Mr. Potato and who he is and what he is. What's his sort of level of fame? Is he the most famous celebrity in the Pepperverse? I think that's pretty clear. Is it a guy in a suit? Is it a giant potato? Is he French? Is he French-Canadian? Is he British with a ridiculous accent? We're not quite sure. But
I don't think any of those questions have been answered by this episode.
No.
Either by them. Yeah.
But essentially, he's big enough to have Potato City. So what goes down in Potato City?
There's nothing much to this episode, despite it being quite bloody good. But the family are off to a theme park visit, and they're going to Potato City. And the way the parents sell it to the kids is it's where the magic of vegetables never ends or something like that.
Well, straight away it's interesting because it seems that the parents are more enthused to go than the kids, which you always feel like it would be the other way around, that they're nagging the can we go to Mount Splashmore kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it seems that Daddy Pig, at least Daddy Pig, is very keen to get to Potato City.
Yeah, and Pepper sort of makes the call like, that does sound a bit boring.
Yeah.
Is it and just it a... does. Yeah. Because it is a pretty weird concept. And,
yeah.
And it's kind of, I feel like Mr. Potato was kind of like a offhanded joke they made at some stage.
It's just sort of snowballed.
They've just snowballed with it.
Well, this feels like a, I mean, I know the obvious thing you say, oh, it's a theme park. It's obviously like a Disneyland kind of thing. But it is all seems to be centered around the personality of Mr. Potato. So I feel like it's more like a Dollywood kind of thing.
Right.
So
isn't Dollywood supposed to be pretty good though?
Yeah, but it's all Dolly Parton themed though, isn't it? Maybe I'm wrong.
Look, having just done all the theme parks, I don't really care what the theme is as long as the things are fun. if there's like a loop the loop Dolly coaster, like yeah. It's I'm up for it.
Yeah, if it's sort of just playing Jolene on a loop, you know, while you're doing it, then fine. You know, happy to do so.
Yeah.
So it does start with a very good gag where they say they're going to Potato City, and they basically just pull up into a field with a badger digging potatoes. Kind of going, oh, is this what Potato City is? It's literally just a potato farm.
And I love that Daddy Pig has a line like, oh, you know, great, you know, we've come at a good time. There's hardly anyone here. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. And then the farmer's like, oh, no, that's not, but this isn't Potato City. You know, Potato City is just there. And then they pan over, and of course, there's this giant amusement park. Although it seems that they have still either built an amusement park next to a potato field or vice versa, you know, for synergy, for brand synergy in the potato district.
It's sort of a, did it come from, is that where it all came from? Like a young up and coming entrepreneur who lived next door to a potato farm, or you know,
well, did Mr. Potato is indeed a giant potato? Did he grow in that farm?
Yeah.
Has he just gone home? Is it like local boy does good kind of thing?
Is there mutation involved?
Yeah.
Like,
or is he just a kid who grew up on the farm, and he's in the suit? But that was always, you know, the fascinating, the grew up on the potato farm and took the persona and ran with it.
And that's quite the psychology to unravel how a young, you know, farmhead grew up to.
It's like a Batman origin story, isn't it? Like
it is, yeah. Like he fell into a cave full of potatoes.
Yeah, that's right.
Why do we fall, Mr. Potato?
Yeah.
grow back up.
To get back up again. So they get there and it's hustling and bustling. Miss Rabbit, of course, is working the tills. And, you know, there's people everywhere. And Daddy Pig's just like, oh, gosh, it's really busy. But according to Miss Rabbit, it's actually pretty quiet. But that doesn't stop that pretty much everybody in the Pepperverse is there at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miss Rabbit sort of working the carny games or something? Or
she's at the booth. She might be running some other stuff as we go further along, but she's definitely at the ticket booth on the way in. And it's actually interesting because it feels like every other time they go somewhere, Daddy Pig complains about how expensive it is to get in. I kind of felt like this would have been one of those ones, you know, like £3 to get in, but it seems that they didn't. He's up for it, so they didn't seem to say what it cost to get in, and it didn't seem that he was that outraged about it.
Oh, Daddy Pig. Yeah. It's funny, like, when you go to the... Like, as I said, we've just been to the theme parks just recently. And yeah, it's sort of like an all inclusive experience. You pay for your ticket in and that's it. But there's always ways they're trying to fleece you inside.
Oh, yeah. Someone who went to Disneyland a year or two ago, that was just like, you know, I'm still not sure if I can really recommend Disneyland unless you've just got unlimited money or you go on a day where there's nobody there somehow, you know, especially with smaller kids. I just think that smaller kids would be just as entertained at any other amusement park, regardless, even if it was Disneyland or not, save the money. But Mr. Potato is there in person, or at least somebody who's wearing the suit. Somebody, whether it's just, you know, like the guy in the goofy suit or whatever it is, but he's there sort of greeting everybody and, you know, telling them to have a great time and to get on all the rides. And all the kids get on this sort of rocket loop-de-loop, speaking of loop-de-loop, like a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's and it plays out in a, you know, I think that we've had this scenario before. You know, George gets on and you know, Daddy Pig has to get on, and Daddy Pig's afraid of heights. And I'm sure we've done this in another episode.
Yeah,
but it's good. It's still good.
Yeah.
You know, Daddy Pig ends up on the roller coaster on his own and goes up, and he's like, "Not that bad." And again, like, you know, I was kind of delighted because we've just been to the theme parks, and we actually got both our kids on very, very large roller coasters, which was a fair effort for them. And
yeah. Which is better for you too, because at least you're like, well, I can do that and not just be, you know, having to either convince one of them to do it or not be able to do it and have to do something else.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's like trying to, because our kids don't have phones or anything like that. Like, you can't really leave. And a lot of rides and stuff, you have to leave phones and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than getting separated as a family with young children.
Yeah, like, that's so right.
You do have to try and stick together. So, no, it was very good. And, yeah, was pretty proud of my little piggies going on two monsters each. So, yeah.
Well, this one seemed pretty hardcore. It did a few loop-de-loops as well. Daddy Pig looked a little sort of shaken, but shaken and stirred by the end of it. And
well, yeah, I can't sort of sympathise with Daddy Pig, because I'd rather go on a loop-the-loop roller coaster than those tiny little teacups that spin around. I cannot handle them.
Like, I did the teacups at Disneyland, actually. They're fine, but it is the experience of going up. I was very sort of like, well, if I've come all this way, I've got to go on the teacups. And it was good. It was very rewarding. But I was thinking, because they've kind of got, you know, all the big rides and stuff, and they've got the sort of the original old school little stuff in the middle, which is much aimed at littler kids. I'm just going, oh, if I did splurge thousands of dollars and take my kids, they would probably just go on these little rides. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going, yeah, well, let's go break your neck on the Indiana Jones. It's like, no, we're just going to do the teacups or the, you know, the Pinocchio, the Dumbo fly, that just sort of the rickety, you know, little elephant that goes through the thing. So,
well, Beanie was a great example of that, because we're at Movie World and we had a pretty bad day. There was a, you know, electrical storm, everything got shut down. But Beanie had her hair done, like, you know, had some braids put in it or something like that. And that's what she really wanted. I said, do you want to go on a ride? And she said, the carousel. And it was the slowest carousel. I was waving to her and she'd go around and I could sort of, like, you know, just check the footy scores. And
yeah.
And then she'd come back around. She got off and I'm like, sure, don't want to do anything else. Do you want to go on that little roller coaster? And she goes, okay, Dad. And so she went on this very small but kind of cool little roller coaster. The next thing she went on after that, the next theme park, was like a monstrous,
like, one. The Neck Snapper, like, or something. Or the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was brand new, hadn't been out very long, and she went on it, and it was a very full-on roller coaster. But yeah, she got off it, and it, you know, you go through a gift shop, and there was, sure enough, there was a soft toy about the roller coaster, and I was like, oh man, they know what
they're doing. They got you. They got me. Well, they really talk about the potato merch. You have to look a bit closer in the background to see if there's any sort of potato merch and stuff. But they get off the roller coaster and they do that. They've got a couple of the pictures of the where you stick your head in the vegetables and Susie's a tomato and Danny's a pumpkin and Rebecca, of course, is a carrot, which she likes.
Carrot, yeah.
And then they get to Mr. Potato, who's still working pretty hard here. He's presenting all the stuff himself to a sort of slightly rickety dinosaur experience, which I remember going to Magic Mountain in Marimbula, and they had like a dinosaur park thing, which was quite similar vibes. And he is actually questioned why there are dinosaurs in Potato City. What's it got to do with it? He just basically just says, oh, kids like dinosaurs.
Like dinosaurs. Yeah, because bloody
Edmund Elephant. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Poking holes.
Says, these wouldn't be at the same time and all this sort of stuff. Jurassic, Thoracic, Morassic, whatever periods and stuff like that. This was one of my favorite scenes of Pepper so far. It's so good. Because, you know, they've literally got Edmund, like, triggering parents by being a little snot.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Potato just going,
it just blows him off. Yeah. I think he literally just goes, anyway.
Anyway.
And even the dinosaurs are sort of rickety. They're sort of looking in the wrong direction. It's like, going off the thing, which is quite good. So it was sort of, you know, whatever, kid. And then they sort of end, like you said, on your favorite, the carousel. So it was back on the carousel at the very end, and all the kids jump on. And that's just...
Yeah,
that's sort of it.
Yeah, and it's good. It's just good. Like, there's plenty to look at in the episode. There's some really funny jokes for adults.
There's a lot going on. Like, I think they must have got some newer computers and got a little bit more processing power, just as far as all the things, all the rides are spinning in the background. There's light going on. Yep. There's a whole bunch of characters. Season 4's got a little bit of a budget boost.
Got an extra gig of RAM in the...
Yeah, exactly. They put an extra gig of RAM in the MacBook or whatever whatever they've got going on. I'm just looking up where we're going next after this, actually. But, look, don't get me wrong. A very solid start. And like I said, this is the thing that we sort of dreamed about for season 4 that we would... Yeah.
Great kickoff episode
yeah.
for the season.
I mean, who knows? It might not be all gold, but we would, like I said, once they get to season 4, they silly hit their stride. They know what they're doing. The inside jokes are there. There's more there for people like us, for the train spotters.
Well, every time I see a new episode, catch a new episode on TV when, you know, it's on or whatever like that, they're always crackers now. So surely we get to that stage soon.
If we have to keep going, they might as well be crackers, you know.
I haven't seen, you know, Katy Perry yet or Orlando, but I'm just going to call him by his first name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll, I should do a little bit more research to find exactly, you know, what we're up to. How many seasons are up to at this thing? How many have we got to go? But a good start. But thank you everybody for listening and for tuning in again. It's good to be back doing it again. And we're back next time with the new house, whatever that could mean. Again, we'll just have to go on the ride, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening. Leave in reviews. Leave some 5-star reviews. I never asked for that, but why not? Do it. Do it anyway. And we'll see you next time. So thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Josh. And good night, Orlando Bloom.
Peppa Pig and Danny Dog and Freddy Fox and Wendy Wolf, Susie Sheep and Pedro Pony, all across the Pepperverse. Emily